It's 5 minutes with me.
Hello, good people. Marco here, and you're listening to 5 minutes with Marco. So I suppose this week's episode would be considered more devotional in nature. So I'd encourage you to intentionally relax your shoulders and take a deep breath. And are you ready? Let's consider regret. Sorry, I know that sounded like a setup. Didn't mean it that way. I regret my years of acting with a complete lack of mercy because I immaturely believed truth trumped mercy and that God not spiritually gifting me with mercy was licensed to steamroll and brutalize all in the name of being honest. I regret my years and years of arrogance, particularly my early years at U Specialties, where my sense that I was so special seduced me into cold-heartedness and dismissiveness with the very youth workers I was called to serve. I regret every time I've gone on the war path, calling out someone's sinfulness or stubbornness or plain old wrongness, only to find out that I had only heard half the story. I regret rolling over and being the lapdog when my supervisor required me to terminate another employee who, while flawed like the rest of us, deserved better. And I regret that in my soul numbness during those days, I didn't do enough to truly celebrate or honor him. I regret, this one's difficult to admit, all those times as a young youth worker when I flirted with girls in my youth group or played favorites with the teenagers I liked more, the ones who made me feel good about myself, or said something funny but hurtful to a teenager in order to get a laugh from others, or undermined parents, or made ministry all about me. I tend to be a chipper optimist who doesn't live with much regret, but knowing I was going to speak with you about regret, I thought it would be healthy to give a little heart and keyboard space to ministry regrets. Those five paragraphs are what came out. Now I need a stiff drink. Thank you very much. I once preached at my church about the subject of regret. And of course, the reality is we all experience regret. Even God experiences regret. See Genesis 6, 5 and 6, which we talked about in my sixth grade small group just a few weeks ago. And since regret is a common experience, it makes sense that all of us youth workers will also have regrets about actions and inactions in our ministry lives. If you don't, there's a whole different problem. Here's the funny tension. Simply dismissing regret, which seems to be the pop psychology soup du jour, it's merely narcissism with a happy face, and it's not ultimately helpful. Yet, being shackled by our regrets is a top goal of the evil one, since it's the polar opposite of the life of freedom God has made us for, and Christ saves us too. So what should we do with our regrets? First, I have to name them with brutal honesty and grieve the loss or hurt or pain or compromise they created. This is confessional stuff and often requires asking for forgiveness. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 7, "Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret." Ha ha ha, yes. Confession and repentance lead to freedom. But there's often a mess to clean up. The natural consequences of our actions or inactions, sweeping those under the proverbial rug, causes the regrets to linger around often for years. Don't confuse this with penance, but the freedom lovingly given us by a God who could have designed things otherwise has a necessary antecedent, and that's consequences. Finally, the failure of action or inaction that leads us to regret provides us, with the right mindset, the best learning lab in life. Maybe you're not like me, but I learn exponentially more from my failures than I do from my victories. But this requires a choice on my part to turn over the rock in my soul and stare at the scary, squiggly things that live there. If I can face these nasties, I have an opportunity to learn. And with the help of the Holy Spirit, I put myself in the stream of transformation. God doesn't want me to live a life of regret, but I can't pretend my regrets don't exist. I have to face them square on and push into and through them to the freedom offered on the other side. Be blessed today, my friends.
Youth Cartel Podcast Network.